Time for the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy. What was that song?
It's my anthem. I'm getting a puppy this weekend, you know.
Okay.
It's like my dog.
Okay.
I want you to love me like my dog. Were you not listening?
I was trying not to.
Wow. All right,
sorry,
fine.
Sorry.
Well, I think we should start with last night's wild card game, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty exciting.
Is Madison Bumgarner the best elimination game pitcher ever?
Best post-game pitcher ever was the first headline I read today. Ever.
Do you realize...
Okay, ever.
So in elimination games, he's had 23 innings on the mound. 23 innings in an elimination game. Game 7, one game series, whatever it happens to be. How many... What do you think his ERA is for those 23 innings?
1.23.
Try 0.00.
He really?
He's never allowed an earned run in 23 innings in the elimination games he's been in.
Well, it was 0-0-0 last night. Four-hitter. Well, he only had six strikeouts, two walks. He just... I don't know. What is
dominant.
It about him? It was unbelievable. Exactly.
When the moment is absolutely critical, he is at his best.
Mm-hmm.
Just dealing last night. But so was Noah Syndergaard. The difference was the Mets didn't execute a plan to inflate Baumgartner's... Or he didn't let him inflate his pitch count. They got Syndergaard out in time for the ninth inning where they ended up getting a three-run shot from an unusual hero.
Yeah, they were calling him the Bucky Dent.
I didn't know that. That's great. That's perfect.
Gillespie, the third baseman.
Connor Gillespie was unbelievable after the game, too. You would think he would be just, like, ecstatic, but he was really monotone, and he just wanted to say that Baumgartner was excellent. And three-run shot, though.
What is it about the Giants, too, no matter what they do in the regular season?
I think Bruce Bochy has a lot to do with it. I think he is absolutely one of the top three managers in the game right now.
Why don't the Tigers try and grab him?
Durr. would you go from San Francisco
to Detroit?
On a cold day, it's 48.
Yeah.
Just saying. The Bay Area is kind of nice.
I've never been there, have you?
No, it's on my bucket list, though.
Okay.
I want to see San Francisco, especially the food. It's supposed to be amazing there. Kind of a foodie.
So tonight, we have the ALDS both games. Actually, in an hour, Blue Jays at the Rangers.
Yeah, 4:30 start time for the American League.
And then it's Marco Estrada versus Cole Hamels.
Excuse me, that's the... First American League game.
Yeah, and the other one is Red Sox Indians with Rick Port. Who is this?
Ricky Porcello, 6-year Tiger.
What?
He's
in the playoffs?
He might win the Cy Young this year. He really might.
Against Trevor Bauer.
Who has a huge ERA, especially against Boston at home.
Well, since I was just in Vegas, I will tell you, the Vegas line is Boston is favored to win the game in Cleveland.
Well, it should be. Trevor Bauer's ERA at home against Boston, I want to say, yeah, for like the last three games or something like that, it's over 10. It's just stupid. Maybe.
Do you think now
Francona's expecting Cleveland to turn this around?
Cleveland had this huge year, and now they're just going to lose in the first round? You think that's going
to
happen?
I hope not. I'm kind of rooting for him, to tell you the truth. As a Tiger fan, I know that's weird, but I don't want to root for anybody else in the American League.
Yes, and the speaking of Vegas, the lines to win the World Series are as follows. The Cubs are the big favorites. 9-5 odds. Followed by the Red Sox at 9-2, Rangers 5-1, Dodgers 7-1. Blue Jays, Nationals both 8-1, Giants, Indians each 12-1.
I'd be all right with an Indians-Cubs World Series. I think that'd be kind of nice.
I think for ratings... Boston, Chicago.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
The Red Sox and the Cubs, yes, I would agree.
Or Red Sox, Dodgers. I mean, L.A.'s a big market.
Nobody cares.
Wow.
I do like Kershaw, though.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the players on the Dodgers team. Okay, so what do you think is going to happen today and tonight? Toronto at Texas. Make a prediction, quick. But there's a lot of bad blood in this series, by the way.
I think the Rangers.
You remember Bautista got his clock cleaned by Odor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
There's like comic book style cartoon jokes out there of their second fight. Show them in the ring.
Ding, ding.
Great. I'm going to take the Rangers.
I'm going to go with Toronto in this one.
Oh, too much of an emotional win the other night. They're going to have a letdown.
And then Boston versus Cleveland tonight. I mean, I'm going to go with the Red Sox, too. I just don't think they're going to win this first game.
Just the game, though. I'm not sure about the series.
All right. Let's move along here. We'll save our Thursday night football pick. I do want to mention...
And big NFL news for the second half.
Okay.
Big.
I do want to mention... former NMU Wildcat Jared Caroe, he is having one heck of a preseason. He had another 30-save night last night versus the Penguins. Now, I realize I'm not even going to mention what the score of the game
was. It
was
5-2.
Right? Okay, fine. You can mention it if you want. I'm just saying, look, the step between college and AAA is huge. The step between AAA and the big show is even bigger. So, let's... just say he's going to get a sniff of the big show here this year, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not so sure he's... this is still preseason. Let this kid develop. I'm talking to Fifth now. I'm not talking to the organization. They, I think, are pretty darn good at developing talent and bringing them up at the right time.
I kind of disagree with you. I think the preseason records and scores mean a little bit more than, like, the preseason in the NFL. Because, like, almost all the players are playing.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, it's not like they have, let's put our...
Do I think he deserves a shot before McCollum this season? Absolutely. Do I think he should replace Jimmy Howard or Peter Mrazek? No. Come on. And I know Howard's not doing good right now.
Yeah, we'll see.
He got shelled 2 nights ago. I'm just saying, let the kid develop. I really believe he could have the makings of a next great goaltender, but it's got to happen at the right pace.
Okay.
Fans, don't
time
get too pump
time
the brakes a little bit. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's take a break. I got some news for the Marquette Redmen, by the way.
Okay.
We'll get to that next hour before we get into our Thursday night football and NFL news. Big Boy Sports Recap. Buddy Mike.
Big Boy.
We'll be right back at the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb Salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, and we're going to jump right into football here. Let me just mention that I drove by the stadium at Marquette High School yesterday, William R. Hart Stadium. I have to admit, the turf looks pretty cool. It looks pretty bad to the bone. Cool. And it's going to be possibly ready here for the last game of the year versus Nagani.
Do they have a contingency plan? I mean, do they have the dome in case
it's
ready?
I'm sure they
do. Okay.
And by the way, the game this weekend versus Country Day is in the dome.
Okay.
So, all right, let's go to the NFL. Before we make our pick, what's the big news in the NFL?
NFL big news.
Big.
Four-game suspension has been lifted, and Johnny Manziel can sign with any team now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's he go to? Who's going to take him? Anybody?
Toronto Argonauts.
I like that, actually. That's pretty good.
Yeah. In other news, the Packers.
What's the Calgary team name?
Stampeders.
I think that's right, yes.
I don't know how I would know this.
I don't either, you weirdo.
I haven't watched CFL since ESPN had it on televised, like before the NFL was all over the place.
You keep this up, and I'm going to call you Bryce Burge. Just saying. All right, so Johnny Manziel's back in. If he goes anywhere... I don't know. Backup maybe somewhere, maybe.
After he cleans himself up, if he cleans himself up.
So, just real quick here, they're not sure about Levy right now for this weekend for you Lions fans, but Ansah and Ebron are expected to be out. So we'll see how that plays out. Any other news before we
Clay
get to
Matthews, the... waiting to see. They're going to announce later today the injuries. We'll see if after a bye, I would think he's about fine, but we'll see. I haven't heard anything.
Thursday night football.
Thursday night
Arizona Cardinals at San Francisco 49ers. Carson Palmer is out. Drew Stanton is in. However, Drew Stanton went 5-3 in 2014 when Palmer went out with that ACL injury. 5-3.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to go very conservative. They're going to run the ball, set up the pass a little bit. I can't see them starting 1-4. Can you?
I can't either.
But I couldn't see them starting 1-3 either.
I mean, they were in like the top five for odds to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And that San Francisco is going nowhere.
But I'm not going to be surprised if San Francisco finds a way to win this game.
I'm gonna watch, but I'm going to skip the national anthem because Kaepernick's out there. I don't know why they don't throw him in there.
Starting.
Why don't they throw him in there? See what he can do and maybe ship him off.
Somebody might kill him.
Maybe Cleveland will take him.
I'm going with Arizona.
So am I.
Boring.
Yep.
So, did you hear we won by default last night?
By default?
Well, count back. We tied and it was pitch black basically, so they counted back.
That's why you played good. It was dark out. You couldn't see how you were putting.
I guess so. We're in the final four, my friend, for next week.
All right, have fun in the snow.
It's a Big Boy Sports Recap.
Brought to you by
the Outdoor Show. Get out of here.